Hi, I'm Sarah Noble, your host for the Modern Day Intuitive Podcast. For over 25 years, I've been on a spiritual journey, searching, learning, expanding, and growing. I've traveled the world, led by my heart, on a quest to know myself so that I can support others. This podcast was created from my deep desire to help you connect with your intuition and to inspire you to create a life where the impossible becomes possible and you live into your sacred dreams and desires. Thanks for being here and enjoy the show. Hello, my loves. Thank you for being here. Hope you are enjoying spring as it is unfolding and the sun, more sunlight in our days and more warmth. It feels so good after winter. So Doris is here with us today. She's an entrepreneur and she wants to know how to find clients. And this is a really beautiful reading and goes deep into what I know a lot of us struggle with as entrepreneurs in this world of helping people. And where do we get clients? And we actually create clients. They find us. They come to us because of who we are being, not because of what we are doing. Obviously, that's important, but I have found the real connection is who we are. So this reading takes us on a journey about how our past events program our future. We look at how why you want something is way more important than how it will happen. We talk about why we give our power away and what happens. We look at the fact that there is no right path. There's just the one you choose and what you do with it. And we also explore how your level of resistance determines the level of ease that happens in your life. So enjoy this beautiful reading with Doris. I hope it helps you create more clients. I love you. Hi, Doris. Welcome to the podcast. How can I help you today?
I'm wondering if you can help me figure out who my client are going to be and how I can find them. I know it's inside me and I think I need help finding that out.
Thank you. So when you say who your client is, are you talking more about like your ideal client or help me understand that a little more, please?
It's mostly helping me to find those clients because I know they're out there and I know that my program can really help people. But for some reason, I haven't been able to connect. So maybe it's a connection thing.
Okay. You're showing me your eyes and the energy is coming out of your eyes and then it's going up over your forehead and flowing back down behind you. So I just feel into that and gather information on that for you. So what this image is showing is you're looking forward, right? You have this dream, you have this goal, you have this vision, and this beautiful heart and purpose to help. Yet there's a lot of you that is still looking in the past. So when I share that, how do you connect to that?
Interesting. I hadn't contemplated that. Yeah, there's definitely a potential there and maybe a thought about what's been happening in the past and how it might cause me to fail for the future.
Mm-hmm. Does that feel valuable to explore that?
I'm not sure because I've always thought, well, what's happened has happened and now it's what we do with it, right?
Mm-hmm. And if we're not paying attention, our past is actually programming our future.
Good point.
And what I've found in my journey is that I don't have to find clients. They find me because I create them through my beingness. So if I share that with you, what do you make with that?
So I've always been quite pragmatic, and maybe this is where it's coming in because I've tried to leave that a little behind and feel more into things. And maybe that's where the past is coming in for me, because I have tried to leave that behind a little bit. I would love to be able to fall into my being and have the clients find me. But that pragmatic side says, but how does that happen? And I know that the how and the being doesn't really go together.
Yeah, when we're on this bigger journey, the more important question than how tends to be why. Why do you want to do this? Why are you here to help? What is your big why? And you follow that and you let the universe work out the how.
I want to help people. I maybe associate, well, no, I do associate my value with how I can help people. And I don't know, maybe I'm seeking validation through this. I don't know.
It's a good question to ask yourself. What do you know about that part of you that wants and needs validation?
It's not clear.
Do you feel you need validation in other areas of your life?
Not really, no. I think my value is what I can provide to others.
As in the sense of you're offering a valuable service, or the true core of your being and your worth is determined by what you can offer others?
Both.
So that, my love, is what will keep clients from finding you. When you are in a model, you set up your life where something outside of you has to determine your worth, you get caught because you just gave away all your power to someone other than yourself.
Now working through that, how, again, I'm back at the how. Why?
Why are you giving away your power?
Yeah, exactly. Why would I do that? Obviously I am, but I don't understand why I would do that.
Because most of us were trained to do that when we were young. And we live in a society that continues to perpetuate that wounding. So it's not personal. It's not something you did wrong or any of those things. It's a collective wound that we all sit inside of and we get to explore and dismantle and uncover. And we bring ourselves back and we take back our power by remembering that you are the only person, you and your relationship with the creator, the universe, that is the only thing that determines your value.
So strengthening that relationship would strengthen my insight on my value, my internal value.
Yeah. How does that feel when you say that?
Heavy.
How so?
Like an uphill battle, like pushing a stone or a boulder up the hill. Not that it can't be done. It's just going to be a journey, I guess.
What would need to change for that boulder to feel easier, lighter?
Cresting the summit so that it becomes downhill. Well, there's a lot of perspectives, really. I could get help to push that up. I could find a lever. Again, the pragmatic side comes in.
Those are all really great choices, though.
Yeah, there are a lot of ways to look at it. It's finding the one that is most aligned, I think.
When you talk about yourself being pragmatic, do you enjoy this quality about yourself?
Sometimes. It's useful. But I really would like to be able to feel into my intuition a little better and be more decisive rather than come up with 50,000 ways to do something and get stuck in analysis paralysis.
Yeah. That's a trauma response, right, my love? When we're kind of like deer in the headlights, there's so many choices, we're going to muddle around in our mind and we forget about our body and our soul and our intuition and all these things. And that typically happens when we grow up in situations that don't allow us to develop our intuition or develop that part of us that intrinsically knows.
Then I move into the how again. How do I develop that? How do I get beyond that?
Yeah, that how has really, really served you and supported you through your whole life. It's gotten you where you are, asking how. And now here you are on the threshold of a new way of being. And everything you believe about the how and the pragmatic is shaking a little. Where would you like to go from here with what we've uncovered and looked at so far?
I guess it's exactly that. Where to go from here? What the next step might be to becoming this new version?
Well, I imagine you've spent time asking many, many questions in this place. What do you know so far about this next step?
I know it's inside of me. And I know that although I can seek external guidance, it really does need to come from me.
What else do you know?
Maybe seeking spiritual guidance might be an avenue.
Does that feel like a pathway connected to your why?
I think so. Right now, there are just so many threads, and maybe I'm stuck on trying to figure out which is the right thread that will lead me through that path.
What would make it the right thread?
The fastest, which is kind of silly, really. The download of information rather than having to experience the mistakes, which again is kind of silly. I'm not sure what the right thread would be.
And my reflection on that is because there really is no right thread. There's just the thread you choose and then what you do with that.
Yeah, that's exactly it.
And yet there's this part of you that sounds like it's quite terrified of making the wrong choice or a mistake.
Absolutely. Although, I mean, the mistakes are what get us to where we are and what help us grow the most. But it is terrifying.
What do you know about your ability to do terrifying things?
That I can, that I have, and that I will.
Beautifully said.
Yeah. I mean, there will be situations, and the more often I do these things, the more often I get comfortable with the uncomfortable, the better I will deal with them as they come along.
Yeah, I've found that this path is a practice. Each step, something new, and it feels hard, scary, impossible sometimes. And yet with each step forward, we become more practiced, we become more familiar. And it's not that things stop happening to us, but it's that we nurture our ability to walk through the things with ourselves. And that's how the path gets easier, is that you are your own best friend.
Yeah.
So if we circle back around to clients, to offering this incredible program you have to the world, this desire to help, to support, this connection to your why, what have you learned on this journey that we've been on together?
The things that I've heard and I know, but for some reason never really landed. There is no right thread. There's only the thread that you make right, and that we can do hard things. And the more we do them, the better we get at them. Those things I know, those things I practice, and in other ways, even discuss with people. But yeah, I just need to do it.
What is something you can do in the direction that you are traveling?
I need to fully embrace this process of intuition, this process of setting aside the how and enjoying the why, processing it in my way, maybe not rushing through it, that things will be the way that they're supposed to be when they were supposed to be.
Yeah, it's very common to want to choose that fastest thread. And yet, I imagine as you look back over your life, when were the times that you grew the most? Were they on the fast thread?
No. And fast doesn't always mean easier either.
Very well said. Things can always be easy. We have to choose that, right? We can make things really hard, or we can allow things to be easy. And it's in our resistance to what's actually happening that we create the amount of ease that's available.
Interesting that you use the word resistance. I've been running into that word a lot lately.
You want to share a little more about your relationship with resistance?
In a health journey that I've been dealing with and some of the advice that I was given by my coach, which I knew was the right thing, but for some reason resisted for months. And not that I didn't think that she wasn't right or that it wasn't the right path, but for some reason, I just continued to resist it until I didn't. And then things changed very quickly.
Yeah. Has a tendency to do that when we surrender, right?
Yeah, that's a good one too, surrender.
Well, how can I support you from here?
You've done so much already. This is phenomenal. I really appreciate this. It's like I said, things that your mind or my mind comes up with and I know, but it doesn't hit my heart. And it hadn't hit my heart until this conversation. So maybe there was some resistance there that I might be able to release. And I do have to give you credit for that. So thank you.
Well, thank you. You're here and open, and I can just feel your willingness and that willingness to explore these places within us. Like, it's really a gift.
Thank you.
You were talking about your mind, right, versus your heart. And I love to play in the place where your mind, it's just always lying. It's always telling us things that aren't true, that we don't need to listen to. Like, it just does. It's just the nature of the mind. I mean, I love the mind, right? It's so incredible. And yet at the same time, it's told me I left my keys on the table, but no, I didn't. I left them in the car. And all the little ways that it does that. And I think if we can have a little levity in our relationship with the mind and not take it so seriously and recognize that it's just looking out for us, but it's misguided, we can access the heart easier, more fully.
How do you quiet the mind so that you can hear the heart?
Lots of meditation.
Okay.
Really, like meditating, really being vigilant, always watching your thoughts and learning to see that you're underneath the thoughts, right? You're not the thoughts. The thoughts are just being thought, but you're in charge of what you think. And to always pause and notice what you're thinking. And then focus on your breath or look at a tree or focus on your feet walking on the ground or washing the dishes or driving or whatever the thing is. It's really learning to train the mind. That's how I have experienced it. And I had wild thoughts. I mean, I didn't even realize that I got to choose what I think. The first time someone told me that decades ago, it was like it stopped me in my tracks. What? I don't even understand what you're saying. And that began my journey. But it is a practice. And I believe in my experience, it is something that you commit to and you show up for daily. And it does change.
Excellent. I remind myself daily to do that.
Yeah. Just pause and begin again, right? Every second is a new second to begin again.
Beautiful.
Does this feel like an okay place to land today?
It does. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for being here today and making your personal and spiritual growth a priority in your life. To learn more about connecting with your dreams and your intuition so that you can create a life full of possibilities, visit me at www.sarahnoble.com and see how we can create magic together. A big thank you from my heart to yours for making the planet a better place for us all.